good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. This coming weekend in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Massachusetts, the Wit Literary Festival will get happening. Will happen is what I wanted to say. It's a celebration of writers, their work, and the vital role that they play in society. By bringing writers and readers together for a weekend of timely conversations, the Wit Literary Festival reflects the belief that a rich culture of free expression is essential to a thriving democracy. Who are we? What do we believe? And what kind of country do we want to live? Guided by this year's theme, The Power of Words, Authors, and Activism, the Authors Guild's WIT Literary Festival welcomes audiences to explore these abiding questions. To tell us more about the event, we welcome Bernard Schwartz, the Author Guild's executive producer of literary programs. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me on. I just want to say Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year indeed. Thank you so much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program. This festival is back. It has been growing by leaps and bounds. It's a wonderful thing. Give us a sense of how this came about and what ultimately the Authors Guild is looking to accomplish with this Words, Ideas, and Thinkers Festival.
Thank you, Joe. Yes, WIT is this weekend going to mark its fourth year in the Berkshires. And it began really as an exercise in building a kind of literary community. What better place to do that than in the Berkshires? But also to raise awareness for the ongoing advocacy efforts of the Authors Guild. The Authors Guild has been a force for good in fighting on behalf of writers for more than a century. We have some 16,000 members nationwide. And partly what we're doing with WIT is looking to tell more people about the really important work of organizations like the Guild, and at the same time, you know, bringing writers and readers together for these timely and timeless conversations.
Give us a sense of how this particular festival was put together with the theme that I mentioned and the people that will be talking about these very important issues.
Well, this year, as everyone thinks about what's happening politically, socially, culturally, and the impact on our lives, both in personal ways and in ways that relate to, you know, our function in society, we've built a festival that is intentionally responsive to the present moment. I have a very clear memory of last year's festival, speaking with Rachel Maddow and Tony Kushner about 6 weeks before the presidential election, and in that moment kind of wondering, well, how is the program of WIT the same and how is it different if one person wins the presidential election or another? And in some sense, this is the festival that I think we would want to have put together regardless. And at the same time, it's impossible to ignore what's happening on a daily basis, a kind of catastrophe unfurling. And I think it's our responsibility as an organization and as citizens to come together and be thoughtful and be active and be sane about what we're experiencing and what we ought to be doing about it.
When it comes to the lineup, give us a sense of what people can expect, what tickets are still available, what events are still happening, how people can experience it.
Thank you, Joe. There are 8 events. We open on Thursday night at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, which has been our home for the last 3 years. I want to give a shout out to everybody at Shakespeare and Company who makes the Wit Festival possible. Opening night will feature M. Geffen and Michael S. Roth. And I think it's also important, I'll get to other of the programs in a second, to mention lately added events. We're at Shakespeare and Company for the first 3 days of the festival, but on Sunday we're going to be at the Mahaley in Great Barrington. And it was only a week and a half ago that we excitedly announced a new addition to the slate. This is an event with former Governor Deval Patrick talking with historian and Frederick Douglass biographer David W. Blight. And that's the event that I think in the moment we really want to be telling your listeners about, to do an event that looks at this question of civil discourse and grapples with the erosion of historical understanding. Been paying close attention to the publicity around the new Ken Burns documentary, and a place like Great Barrington, the birthplace of W.E.B. Du Bois, is a wonderful site to bring Governor Patrick and Professor Blight together. They'll be interviewed by Monty Perry to talk about the meaning of the many meanings of patriotic education and the attacks that we're seeing from the most powerful, from the White House, with respect to freedom of expression and freedom of inquiry. I think a place like Great Barrington is a wellspring, and it is really important for us to reflect on what our forebears, like Du Bois, and of course his forebear, Douglass, have to say about American history. And it's true of them and also of Governor Patrick and Professor Blight, what our greatest minds, our deepest thinkers, our most well-articulated and impassioned voices have to say in the moment.
We are out of time, but I want to remind everyone they can find out more information by going to authorsguild.org. Again, the WIT Literary Festival is this weekend in the Berkshires. You can find out complete information by going to authorsguild.org. WIT 2025, Words, Ideas, and Thinkers Festival. Bernard Schwartz, thank you so much for being with us. Have a beautiful festival. It's great to have
you
on.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.